Are you there, Bill?
Hello, how you doing?
Bill, I'm doing great. It's great to have you here on Ask the Builder.
That's good. Hey, I've got a question. I've got a new condo. It's less than a year old.
Okay.
And I'm getting the fumes from the apartments down below.
Oh, yeah.
Like cigarette smoke.
That's a big problem. I have a lot of people calling and emailing me with those problems, and I just get so frustrated with that.
Who would I call to get it fixed? I mean, the person who built the condo, it's still under warranty, but they said they are not going to address the problem right now.
Well, what's happening is there are air leaks that are getting into, you know, your space. There's what we call communicating air leaks. And what I would start to do is you basically have to think of your room, like the room, let's say your living room where you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Think of that as an aquarium.
Okay.
Imagine if you were going to fill that room with water, like with a fire hose. Where would the water leak out?
Okay.
I'll start to tell you some of the places. If you were to move your furniture away from the wall and you look underneath the baseboard, you know, where the carpeting is, you're actually going to see a gap. I mean, there's a strong possibility that where they put the bottom plate of the walls, that there are holes there, you know, small cracks.
Correct.
And
okay.
And if you caulk all that up, in other words, if you were to completely caulk the gap between the bottom of the baseboard and the flooring, the subflooring, you're going to stop air leaks there. If you actually take apart each electrical outlet, I know this sounds crazy, you know, and pull the outlet out of the wall, and these are on the common walls I'm talking about, and you know how they had to punch a hole in the electric box to get the cable in?
Correct.
And you caulk that closed.
Okay.
And then while the cover plate's off, you caulk between the edges of the electric box and the drywall. See what I mean? Because that's where water could leak through.
Okay.
Because any place where that would happen, air can get in.
This is mainly happening in my one bathroom. If I keep the one bathroom door closed, I notice it more in that bathroom and in the utility room.
Yeah, and I'll tell you why that's happening is because back in the walls where those guys were, there's probably communicating pipes, you know, where they drilled the holes for the plumbing pipes.
Yes.
That they didn't caulk those holes. They didn't caulk around between the pipe and the hole they drilled in the plates. I'll tell you right now, that's where that's happening. You've got a draft going on in that wall.
Okay.
So same thing. All right. In those rooms where the plumbing pipes puncture, come through the wall into your apartment, like if you open up your sink underneath your vanity.
Yes.
You know, they're going to have those little chrome escutcheon plates.
Mm-hmm.
Slide that towards you and caulk that hole. In other words,
okay,
there's going to be a hole between where the drywall touches that pipe.
Okay.
Caulk all. And remember, any place that there's holes going through drywall, you got to caulk all that up, and that should make a big improvement.
Okay.
All right. Anything else, Bill?
That's it. I appreciate it.
Okay, Bill. Thanks for calling. Ask the Builder.
Okay. Thank you.